Most of our stay at Threshold, once the therapy became bearable, was pleasant enough. No military discipline, lots of reading, and things to potter around with. But there was a pall over it, since it was obvious that we weren't out of the Army, just pieces of broken equipment that they were fixing up to throw back into the fray. Mary Gay and I each had another 3 years to serve in our lieutenancies. But we did have 6 months of rest and recreation coming, once our new limbs were pronounced in good working order. Mary Gay was released 2 days before I was, but waited around for me. My back pay came to $892,746,012. Not in the form of bales of currency, fortunately. On Heaven, they used an electronic credit exchange. So I carried my fortune around in a little machine with a digital readout. To buy something, you punched in the vendor's credit number and the amount of purchase. The sum was automatically shuffled from your account to his. The machine was the size of a slender wallet and coded to your thumbprint. Heaven's economy was governed by the continual presence of thousands of resting, recreating millionaire soldiers. A modest snack would cost $100, a room for a night at least 10 times that. Since UNEF built and owned Heaven, this runaway inflation was pretty transparently a simple way of getting our accumulated pay back into the economic mainstream. We had fun, desperate fun. We rented a flyer and camping gear and went off for weeks exploring the planet. There were icy rivers to swim and lush jungles to crawl through, meadows and mountains and polar wastes and deserts. We could be totally protected from the environment by adjusting our individual pressor fields, sleep naked in a blizzard, or we could take nature straight. At Mary Gay's suggestion, the last thing we did before coming back to civilization was to climb a pinnacle in the desert, fasting for several days to heighten our sensibilities, or warp our perceptions, I'm still not sure, and sit back to back in the searing heat, contemplating the languid flux of life. Then off to the flesh pots. We toured every city on the planet, and each had its own particular charm. But we finally returned to Sky to spend the rest of our leave time. The rest of the planet was bargain basement compared to Sky. In the 4 weeks we were using the Airborne Pleasure Dome as our home base, Mary Gay and I each went through a good $500 million. We gambled, sometimes losing $1 million or more in a night, ate and drank the finest the planet had to offer, and sampled every service and product that wasn't too bizarre for our admittedly archaic tastes. We each had a personal servant whose salary was rather more than that of a major general. Desperate fun, as I said. Unless the war changed radically, our chances of surviving the next 3 years were microscopic. We were remarkably healthy victims of a terminal disease, trying to cram a lifetime of sensation into a half of a year. We did have the consolation, not small, that however short the remainder of our lives would be, we would at least be together. For some reason, it never occurred to me that even that could be taken from us.